Well, you're lucky the Lord looks sideways.
This week on Isletunes, a slightly country-heavy episode with some new yeehaw from Carrie Lynn and Wood Andrews, but also a deep dive into the island's past with Gary and Dave and Les Deux Blocs de Roche with legend Michel Dallon. Yous ready, PEI?
Let's get her done!
How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the May 30th, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isletunes. You know, summer is almost here, if not already here unofficially, and of course that's when this island aligns with the typical images used to promote it. You know, beaming sun, sparkling waters, green pastoral hills, lupins, lupins, lupins. PEI music has a similar rep in such pictures, mostly showing white folks happily jamming away on fiddles and guitars, and what would the island be without them? But like the beauty of PEI in its other three seasons that usually don't make tourism publications, our music scene is just as colorful and varied and deserves to be included in, shall we say, the province's musical brochures. That's where Isletunes comes in. Every week I make it my mission to give you what you expect in terms of ditties coming out of the island, but then to flip it on your asses and play you styles that you may not even know are made here, from new-ish to the backest of back in the day, and yes, you're welcome. If you dig supporting things of the island-only variety, though believe me, I get that the things we need to get by are more expensive than they used to be, especially with you-know-whose tariffs and all, you can donate a little or a lot through PayPal, link in the description. You can also subscribe to the show on Patreon and get access to exclusive performance and interview videos for $5 a month via patreon.com/isletunes, and you can pick up jaunty Isletunes merch at isletunes.creator-spring.com. All fundage collected goes to running and promoting this show and will be considered extremely helpful. Thank you in advance for your generosity. Carrie Lynn decided to tell stories in her music pretty much from the moment she decided to even make music. I suppose we can attribute that to her DNA. She can claim PEI's renowned storyteller Tommy Gallant as her grandfather. Building on further fascination with Amy Winehouse and Johnny Cash, well, one can't always craft stories simply staying in one's own backyard, so Carrie Lynn hit the road, as befits her genre, letting her take her to faraway places like Australia, Colombia, and Thailand. In 2020, she released her first album, Hit the Ground, which picked up a Music PEI nomination. Not bad for her first go-round. She followed with singles in 2022 and 2023, and she's back for 2025 with the second of two releases out so far this year. Whether or not these new tracks are paving the way for an upcoming record isn't apparent just yet, but the storytelling ability? That always remains apparent. With her tune just out 4 weeks ago on May 2nd, this is Carrie Lynn with Heavy Weight on Isletunes.
Leaving, but I ain't crying. Cause staying ain't what it seems. Believing that I ain't. Pushing me away.
one here except me and the dog. Feeling like a bump in a log, searching out a new melody for these words that came to me. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. As deception twirls in the mist, this liar got the whole world pissed. And seems we can't avoid the blues, living a dream we never knew. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. Skipping along this sense of doubt, while drifting inward, drifting out. Feeling betrayal and being played, while this whack job gets his way. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. With my last chapter closing in, wonder glances way back when, where somehow spirit broke inside to hateful feelings I can't hide. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. Keep calm and carry on. Till they dump on Mendon, keep calm and carry on. Keep calm and carry on.
Donnie Johnston sharing many people's feelings about America turning orange with his latest song, Keep Calm and Carry On, carrying on Isletunes. Donnie rather carried on by reinventing himself after a long career as a purchasing manager. He picked up a guitar in 2010 and has since recorded over 700 songs. That works out to 46 a year on average. I would say that kind of prolificness is on par with Prince. Donnie looks to other greats for sources of his inspiration. Stompin' Tom, Gene McClellan, Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash? He's one of Carrie Lynn's heroes, too. Maybe we need to get Donnie and Carrie together for a collab. Now let's switch gears from country-esque to simmering soul. Mercy Please is an R&B combo led by Spencer Soloduca of the Tearaways fame, and a lot of them aim to give you a little something unpredictable from the genre. True, they give classic soul providers a run for their money. See what I did there? Not original, though. Thank you, Michael Bolton. But these pleasers show no mercy when it comes to taking the expected sound and changing it up with samples, drum machines, and synths. They like to explore themes of authenticity, community, relationships, redemption, and salvation in their music, and if you haven't seen them live, well, you need to bucket list it. Here's a selection from their 2016 album Living Breathing. Mercy Please and Isletunes bring you the exhortation, Leave It All Behind.
wanna be at. I got my bags packed and I won't look back. It's time to face facts and devise a new plan of attack. And it's a fact that what you say don't mean jack if you can't back it up with the way that you act. Don't be a victim of cause and effect. No regret, you affect your own history. TCB, we've been taught to reject and not to connect. And we bought it. What you get is not what you see. It's not that easy. It's been a long time. I've been on the grind. I've been waiting for a sign that this life is really mine. I've been inclined to believe that I was going blind because I couldn't find what I left behind. Memories like movies in my mind, but I can't rewind. I can't go back in time. The line is defined. I can't erase my crimes, but I can try to unwind if I can leave it all behind.
Leave it all behind.
Caught off guard, I freeze up, I hesitate, and I wait, and I make the same mistakes, cause I can't anticipate my own fate. I've got to alleviate the shape I'm in before I break. I wonder how long it takes to shake this feeling, how long I gotta wait till I can start healing. In the meantime, I better make haste at faking that I'm making it, and leave it all behind.
Leave it all behind, leave it all behind. Guess I better get to getting on, oh yeah, with my life.
Get up, get it on.
And actions speak louder than words, at least that's what I heard. And I'm a little unnerved, but if that's the case, I got no time to waste. I gotta leave it all behind. Got to leave it all behind.
Mercy, mercy please on Isletunes, souling it up as only they can with their cut Leave It All Behind. As if you could once you've heard these guys. Coming up, Gary and Dave make some meteorologic music, Kelly Mooney's takeaway is you, and Lougarou's Michel Lalonde goes double solo. High school leaves an indelible imprint on most, if not all of us, and so when you think of history, you might flash back to those dry-ass history classes with droning teachers and paper-cut-inducing textbooks, facts, figures, blah, blah, blah. Thankfully, you've got your instructor, Mr. James, here, and my classes are anything but boring. You won't even get homework. You just need to listen to this brief, entertaining lecture called This Week in PEI History. May 31st, 1899, the Daily Examiner reported that Queen Victoria had made the decision to undergo cataract surgery.
We are not amused.
Wow, I didn't even know they could do that back then. I hate to think of the now crude methods they must have used to, pull that off. And this when my eye doctor just told me I've begun developing cataracts. Here I thought being a queen was the only thing Vicky and I had in common. Oh, the article stated that she'd probably have the procedure done after the parliamentary session, whenever that was. June 3rd, 1913, the Charlottetown Guardian, morning edition, regaled readers with an account of a young people's dance held the previous evening in Charlottetown by then-Lieutenant Governor Benjamin Rogers and his wife. The reason for the soiree? They were honoring the cadets of the HMS Cumberland. One of the honorees? Prince Albert himself. Not Queen Victoria's Prince Albert, stay with me.
We are not.
Can it, Vicky? Albert, who ultimately became King George VI, went largely unrecognized at the function except for one woman who stepped up on him and asked if she could call him out, figuratively. His fellow cadets had a right chuckle at his expense when he told them about the encounter, and not for nothing, Al/George was only Queen Elizabeth's daddy, which means he was granddaddy to current King Charles and great-granddaddy to that hunky, hunky Harry. Oh, and you too, William. June 3rd, 1941. A huge ad from the Department of National Defense Canada ran in the Charlottetown Guardian, asking men to take your place, help finish the job in terms of supporting the war effort against the Nazis in Europe. Note they didn't ask any women. And finish the job? Not quite. It would take 4 more years to finish that job. Still, enlisted men were, via the ad, promised $1.30 a day, that's roundly 26 bucks in today's money, though their lodging, food, clothes, medical, and dental were all covered. An allowance of $35, $700, adjusted for 2025, was provided to wives, and families were given $12 a month, $240 each, for 2 kids. Guess if marrieds had more than 2, oh well, but it was all in the name of fighting fascism.
Hello, I'm Kinley, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
What can I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather.
Mother used to say, rain is good for the fathers.
Thank you, Alexis from Dynasty, the original Dynasty. Thank you very much. Speaking of originals, you just heard two of them, Gary and Dave, bringing 1974 back on Isletunes with their single It Might As Well Rain Until September. Hey, not a lot of music is available from Islanders in the 70s. Let's face it, recording a song wasn't as easy as flipping open a laptop back then. That's what makes the vinyl of Gary Weeks and Dave Beckett even more golden. Gary, born in Charlottetown, is the PEI connection here. This song was actually co-written by Carole King in 1962, and so the Gary and Dave rendition, Dairy? Gave? What would their smush name be? Is certainly a cover. They might have covered You in the Sky, as they both became pilots for Air Canada once they left the music business in the mid to late 70s. And if you want to get more of Gary's perspective on things, there was a biography of him published in 2005 with Buku Color Pictures. Afrofusion is a genre that can be traced as far back as the 70s and was a musical response to apartheid, which was the minority white population of South Africa taking over and subjugating the black population there. Gee, where have we heard that before? But Afrofusion is a style that takes traditional African sounds and combines them with any number of other music types, making each Afrofusion track as unique as the artist creating it. One of PEI's proponents of Afrofusion is APE, and his sonic journey started with him playing drums at church in his home country of Nigeria and continues here on the island where he came to study theater. He started putting out releases in 2018, and this is one from his EP Monkey See, Monkey Do, which dropped in late February and features fellow Nigeria to PEI music producer Melvis. It's IT, that means Isletunes, bringing you AP. This is 2 a.m. Blind Monkey. You could say it's the blind leading the blend.
If I hold my mouth and I feel like I can't sleep, gotta say it just like it is if you ask me. And I got my mind on my grind. They say it be how you nice all the time. They play, it's an emergency. Fuck your pageantries. But you dress so nice, it's a talent. If there's a trophy, we know who deserves it. Plus I'm looking fly as fuck, I'm in a cockpit. Oh yeah, I calm down, I don't say anything. They say my flow sick, make you take medicine. I don't be novice, I don't see many things. And if you know me, you know I live how I live. Gotta get a tattoo on my neck that says smoke criminal and papoose. Can I get a sip of that Remy Ma? Celebration, I'ma sip down Perrier in my belly till I'm sick and drawing. And I know stress kills, so I'm rolling up again. Watch who you hanging with, cause we know you by your friends. Got a best producer and we're showing up again. You know what it is when you hear roll it back again. If I hold my mouth, then I feel like I can't sleep. Gotta say it just like it is if you ask me. And I got my mind on my grind. They say, it be how you nice all the time. They play, it's an emergency. Fuck your pageantries. But you dress so nice, it's a talent. If there's a trophy, we know who deserves it. Plus I'm looking fly as fuck, I'm in a cockpit, oh yeah.
Driving really fast, but I'm living in the moment where I'm stuck in the past. Hey, I've been driving in my car, I just wanna see if I could get far. Hey, I've been hanging with my friends, living out my days, but I still got a chance. Hey, I've been driving real fast, I just wanna see how long I could last. Hey, yeah, I wanna play at your level, but I'd be better off signing deals with the devil, like I'm playing with the treble. Turn the bass back up and make the beat go level. Hey, raise the roof, bring the heat when I'm coming through. Raise the roof, bring the heat when I'm coming through. I've been out driving really fast, but I'm living in the moment where I'm stuck in the past. Hey, I've been driving in my car, I just wanna see if I could get far. Hey,
I've been hanging with my friends, living out my days while I still got a chance. I've been driving real fast, I just wanna see how long I could last. Driving around with the new tubes, got me a 2004 without Bluetooth. Talking like I got the money, yo, who you? Schooling you kids with the Raris and Hulus. Get in the back, swing out and slide. 2-2-3s, 4s and 9s. I got 9,000 lines. Talking guns, they don't rhyme. I've been out driving really fast, but I'm living on the moment where I'm stuck in the past. I've been driving in my car, I just wanna see if I could get far. I've been hanging with my friends, living out my days while I still got a chance. I've been driving real fast, I just wanna see how long I could last.
Sean Lush with his most recent single, that's 2021's Fast, on Isletunes. If you don't know Sean from his raps, you may well know him from his recordings with the Mi'kmaq Heritage Actors, who have not only put out CDs, but put on vibrant, captivating shows that entertain while sharing the traditions and stories of Mi'kmaq culture. In fact, they've got a show on Canada Day in Victoria Park, along with 2 Hours Traffic and Joel Plaskett, I'll have you know. As for Sean, he's the mastermind behind an alias rap project, Shinobis, stylized with a dollar sign, and last December they followed up their 2023 album MIA with the single One Day I Will Make It Out of This Labyrinth I Am Bound To. That Kelly Mooney is almost always on an island stage somewhere is almost enough to make you forget that she went viral with her rendition of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah in 2011. Almost. To date, the clip has 164,000 views, and it bears mentioning that Cohen gave her permission to record his most famous song. Then there's her rounds in various tribute shows, honoring Billy Joel, Elton John, ABBA, Dolly Parton, the list goes on. But her original work should not be left unnoticed. While she first recorded a song at age 14, which was included on the Our Music from the Heart of Prince Edward Island compilation LP from, I believe, 1981 or 84, Kelly released her album Tomorrow in 2012, and so far it stands as the one collection of Kelly Penn tracks. She did give us a gospel record and a Christmas record after that. Maybe, if we ask Kelly real nice, she'll make another album of her own compositions. Though she's so busy doing live gigs, Two Alone This Weekend, we might not be able to slow her down long enough to ask. Here's Kelly Mooney with Take You With Me Every Day on Isletunes.
Playing all night long in some tiny no-name bar. I'm packing up my gear into my crappy little car. I throw it in the first and I make my way back home to you. I know the moon is shining down into the window of our room. I pull into the drive, you left a light on for me. But it's so bright outside that I don't need it to see. I'm looking at the stars from the middle of our yard.
I wish I may and I wish I might.
And now I'm dragging all my gear out of my crappy little car. No matter where I go or how long I'm away, it might be for a week or it might be just a day. I'm in a town.
I never met a stage that I haven't liked yet. I'll sing for my supper, and baby, I'll sing for lunch too. I'll sing for them, but I sing for you.
Well, I'll sing anytime, but I'm eating my breakfast with you. I'm
take you with me every day. I'll take you with me every day. I'll take you with me every day. I'll take you with me every day.
Kelly Mooney with her 2012 tune, Take You With Me Every Day, totally tubular. Hey, I was kind of stuck on the alliteration with the T's. Know what else you can take with you every day? Isle tunes. I mean, seriously, you can just carry this show around in your phone along with your copious cat photos and reminders and other stuff you'd rather not we talk about. Or is that just me? Still to come, Judy Marshak finds paradise on an island, just not this one. Flying with Wood, and Deux pour le prix d'un with Michel Lalonde. Talking of reminders, when you go to the eye doctor or the lawyer or the mechanic, you gotta make an appointment, right? Well, the same is true with musicians, in effect, and I'm here to tell you the whens and wheres to plug into your smartphones to remind you which island artist you can find on what stage. Predictably, or maybe not predictably, this is a segment called Gigs to Dig Across Prince Edward Island. Saturday, May 31st, Molly Whuppie, Music for Young Children and Families, is playing at the Confed Center Studio 1. Also, May 31st, Kelly Mooney is at the Old Triangle. Want more Kelly Mooney? Good! Sunday, June 1st, she is playing at the Stratford Community Choir 25th Anniversary Concert at Spring Park United in Charlottetown. Also on Sunday, June 1st, Cherry Plaza with Mile End, Oak Drive, Piercing Damage, and Cut Deep. They are all at the Benevolent Irish Society. And wrapping up June 1st, Daniel Romano's outfit with Uniboys and Pearly Gates. They are at the Trailside Music Hall. Thursday, June 5th, it's the Island Jazz Quartet at Baba's Lounge. Looking into next week, June 6th, Fiddle Fandemonium 3 with Richard Wood, Tim Chasen, and more. They are all at Center 150 in Summerside. Also on June 6th, it's More Soul at the Trailside. June 7th, it's Kendall Doherty and the Kaylee in the Park City Band at Park Royal United in Charlottetown. June 7th also has Coyote at the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown. And June 8th, Lenny Gallant has his album launch at the Harborfront Theater in Summerside. Don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m. hosted by the one and only Kinley.
This is Shane Pendergast, and I hope you're enjoying listening to Isle Tunes.
If we were on a steamy desert island and I was wearing only a sarong, would you be there beside me in the evening breeze, sipping coconuts beneath the cool palm trees? I'd play my ukulele in the moonlight and sing about the waves in Waikiki. We'd wander hand in hand and then make angels in the sand, a paradise for you and me. All alone, with no telephone to ring, no ding-a-ling. Two castaways adrift in a daze, time won't mean a thing. Maybe just a dream, but I'm a dreamer. Who's to say what could or couldn't be? I'd leave it all behind if I could sail away and find a paradise for you and me. Just a dream, but I'm a dreamer.
You mean paradise can be found on other islands besides this one? That's Judy Marshak on Isletunes with the Island Paradise. It's on her 2009 A Matter of Time album. But Judy doesn't do time. She does theater and television and cabaret and voiceovers, and holy frig, do you have the day free for the rest of it? Another song from this record was selected by Mike Pinder of the Moody Blues as the winner of his Song Wars songwriting competition. And in addition to her making herself at home in jazz clubs and concert halls across Canada and beyond, she's a ukulele teacher. So if you've always wanted your dog to have fleas, if you know, you know, get in touch with her at judymarshak.com. That's Judy, MARSHAK.com, and see if she'll hook you up. She does classes over Skype too. No ka oi. Lots of artists do projects under different aliases. Beyoncé had Sasha Fierce, Garth Brooks had Chris Gaines, and then there's Prince. He recorded as Camille and has songs credited to him as Alexander Nevermind and Christopher Tracy. We have our own version of this on PEI, and that's through Andrew Woods. The Boxer the Horse frontman has also tracked under the persona Scotty Lowther, and his latest sobriquet is the inversion Wood Andrews. In 2024, he released the album The Sound of Wood, and he said in a related interview that, quote, "In order to sound the way I wanted to sound, I needed to be able to fully stand behind every word. Every word on the album is something I would say," unquote. Andrew slash Wood is also an advocate for kindness, and boy, do we need more of that right about now. He noted that it's hard to nail down exactly what kindness is in general, but that, quote, "creativity and art give you a chance to define those things," unquote. Death is as controversial a topic as kindness has come to be. Luckily, the kind Wood isn't afraid to tackle that subject in his music either. Following as the first single to drop since last year's aforementioned album, this is Wood Andrews pondering what will happen when it comes my time to fly. Reaching 30,000 feet on Isletunes.
Some people wanna be cremated when they die. Some people want their bones scattered from the sky. There's people who wanna be immortalized, mummies in a tomb, so you and I can worship them in a great big cold, cold room. I wanna be buried in a Costco casket, cheapest one you can buy. It don't really matter if it's fancy inside. Just lift up your beer, smoke one outside, and laugh about all the good times. I won't be buried in a Costco casket when it comes my time to fly. Some people wanna be frozen, some people wanna be spaced out. Some people don't know what they want and they can't figure it out. That sometimes we don't have a choice when it comes our time to fly. Not me, I wanna be buried down with my face up towards the sky. I wanna be buried in a Costco casket, cheapest one you can buy. It don't really matter if it's fancy inside. Just lift up your beer, smoke one outside, and laugh about all the good times. Bury me in a Costco casket when it comes my time to fly. Guess it don't really matter where our body goes. Absent from the body and present with the Lord. Our spirit is just energy, it can never die. Just laugh and dance and don't be sad when I say goodbye. 'Cause I wanna be buried in a Costco casket, cheapest one you can buy. It don't really matter if it's fancy inside. Just lift up your beer, smoke one outside, and laugh about all the good times. I won't be buried in a Costco casket when it comes my time to fly. Bury me in a Costco casket when it comes my time to fly.
crystal casket, the cheapest one you can buy. It don't really matter if it's fancy inside. Just lift up your beer, smoke one outside, laugh about all the good times. I want to be buried in a crystal casket when it comes my time to fly.
It's going to happen to all of us, so why not sing about it? You just heard Wood Andrews on Isletunes with his musical contemplation, When It Comes My Time to Fly. Oh, on a seemingly unrelated note, Baja Bulat, you've heard of her maybe? She's Wood's and Andrews' wife. All right, yeah, no interview for you this week, or me. Truthfully, I was finishing up a short film that needed to be done so the creator of the work could make the deadline for a film festival in Toronto. I don't know that I can go into detail about it yet, but I will say it's centered around mental health, and in addition to filming and editing it, plus making a slew of uncredited cameo appearances, I composed the score for it. First time out in that role. Maybe you'll hear it sometime, if you're good, or not. So to make up for the lack of chat, I'm going to hit you with a double shot of tunes from a gnome who was composing before most of you were even afterthoughts and your daddy's left, well, let's just say before you were born. In 1972, Michel Lalonde, along with his brother Marc, came to the island from French Ontario to perform songs in a children's theater group. It was during that era that they met soon-to-be guitar giant George Antoniak, and epic status completed with the formation of francophone prog group Lougarou. And yes, I know, Garaloo, with the dance outfit that sued them not to use Lougarou, is probably not around anymore, so deal with it. Though the group wrapped things up right about the time Michael Jackson was beating it, Michel had a solo record out by 1984 and cut three more of them between then and 2019, so why don't we doubler la mise up in here? That's right, back-to-back Michel, one half la, one half l'onde, starting with the title track from his 2011 album L'Amour Fou, Crazy Love. And ain't it though? I guarantee you're gonna love this.
Isletunes Rock Log.
Le jour se lève et tu soupires, ça sent la grisaille du matin. Loin des fantasmes et du désir, la petite vie reprend son train. Mais à ce refrain qui s'entête, quelque chose qui brûle au fond, c'est le feu de l'amour fou qui nous emporte malgré tout. Ce soir la mort est dans le vent, soupirent les étoiles du désert. Et toi, pauvre amant, tu attends, les yeux rougis par la colère. Et sonnent les cloches du village, clairons tambour et tendre hommage. Mais c'est le son de l'amour fou qui nous emporte malgré tout. Chant de gloire et rage au cœur, tu connais bien l'histoire. Le corps est de poussière, l'esprit reste lumière. Petits enfants nés du plaisir, comme on les aime, comme on les tue. Pour le meilleur, pour le pire, comment t'as fait, comment t'as pu. Quand tout explose dans ta tête, quand ça fait mal au plus profond, le rêve de l'amour fou qui nous emporte malgré tout. Si tout s'arrête sans queue ni tête, je ferai le tour de mon jardin et je boirai à mes conquêtes. Entre les larmes et les bavures, il y aura toujours un coin d'azur. C'est le bleu de l'amour fou qui nous emporte malgré tout. Oui, c'est le bleu de l'amour fou qui nous emporte malgré tout.
On n'avait pas grand chose à faire. On a fait le tour de la planète. Ce qu'on a trouvé, c'était l'enfer. On est revenu, ça n'a pas pris de temps. On va commencer tranquillement. Pourquoi partir en peur quand c'est toi-même qui t'es peurant? Mais dis-moi, qu'est-ce que t'as quand tu dis que t'as rien du tout? T'as pas besoin d'amour, que t'es bien dans ton igloo. Dis-moi, qu'est-ce que t'as quand tout ce que t'as, c'est un monde de fou? Prends ton pic et puis t'appelles, on n'est pas sortis du trou. J'ai fait du yoga, des ablutions, puis des serments pleins les bras. Plus je voyais clair, plus je voyais bien, que dans le fond je voyais pas. J'ai pris mes clés, là c'est assez, je m'en vais trouver le bonheur. Ça doit bien ressembler à ce que j'ai caché dans le fond du cœur. Mais dis-moi, qu'est-ce que t'as quand tu dis que t'as rien du tout? T'as pas besoin d'amour, que t'es bien dans ton igloo. Dis-moi, qu'est-ce que t'as quand tout ce que t'as, c'est un monde de fou? Prends ton pic et puis t'appelle, on n'est pas sortis du trou. J'ai passé le cap, mais j'ai pas passé mon tour. La terre qui tourne, moi qui l'attrape, au moins une fois par jour. J'ai fait mes classes, la vie en rose, j'ai été bon étudiant. C'est toujours bien quelque chose que je sois toujours vivant. Et dis-moi, qu'est-ce que t'as quand tu dis que t'as rien du tout? T'as pas besoin d'amour, que t'es belle à ton igloo. Dis-moi, qu'est-ce que t'as? C'est un monde fou. Prends ton petit puis t'appelle. On n'est pas sorti du trou. Dis-moi, qu'est-ce que t'as quand tu dis que t'as rien du tout? T'as pas besoin d'amour, que des peines à ton igloo. Dis-moi, qu'est-ce que t'as quand tout ce que t'as, c'est un monde fou. Prends ton petit puis t'appelle. On n'est pas sorti du trou. On n'est pas sorti du trou.
Altoons finishes up Dieu de Suite from Michel Lalonde. That's Dis-moi qu'est-ce que t'as, which I believe translates as Tell me what's wrong with you. Oh mon Dieu, Michel. That could take eons. Incidentally, this song is from his 2019 album Comme un Ange. Also, incidentally, Michel is still touring at the ripe old age of I'm Not Gonna Tell You, and he's got two gigs coming up in June, one in Ottawa and the other in Mont-Joli, Quebec, and if he brings this show to PEI, you know I'm gonna tell you when to catch it. As for Isletunes, this engine is slowing down and its frenetic revolutions are about to come to a complete stop for another week, but fear not, the podcast will be back next week with another heapin' helpin' of music made on the island. If any of the songs you've heard this go-round have grabbed you in the right place, I always post links to where y'all can buy them on the show's Facebook and Instagram pages. Hey, why don't you hit follow on those platforms while you're at it and become a part of the Isletunes community? Not only will you be able to see the constant self-promotion, but you can become a part of that promotion yourself by sharing the posts. Because don't you think a show featuring island music should be heard by all islanders? I can't reach all y'alls by myself, you know. Same goes for footing the expenses required to make this podcast happen every week. Plus, there's also the kind of promotion that needs to be paid for. Once again, if you want to contribute to this cause of amplifying our music scene, you can donate through PayPal, become a subscriber on Patreon, and or pick up some IsleTunes merch. Links to all are in the description, whichever platform you happen to be listening on. This week's opening Islanderism was uttered by Brent Dolamount. If you'd like to hear yourself uttering your own favorite local catchphrase, do a recording and send it in to amj@isletunes.ca or leave it on a voicemail over at 902-807-4250. If you want to make comments or suggestions or requests, those contact methods work for that too. Musical contribution to the IsleTunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and we out! But I hope you'll bring your ears back next Friday to hear songs from Born Here's and Come From Aways that, let's face it, radio ain't gonna play. And admit it, isn't this a lot more fun than just throwing a playlist up on Spotify? If you're a regular listener, you know I'm about to make a plea for liberty and the rights we all have just by being here to live our lives in ways that work for us individually, as long as we're not hurting anyone else or ourselves. If you're a new listener, well, same plea applies, because the world, at least one particular part of it to the south of us, is on crazy time, and this is a platform, and this is one time platforms need to be used to speak up. So consider this quote from Dutch diplomat Gijs de Vries, my attempt to speak up. Ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.